Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. I love the Lord, my God and King. This is a great day that the Lord has made. And today, my friend, it is March the 10th, 2022. Glorious day that the Lord has made. And yesterday's broadcast was very interesting to me. It was called Trouble Hearing. And today's broadcast, the Lord has me going to Jeremiah chapter 18. And let's see what the Lord has to say this day. Now, the Lord loves his people, and he goes to bat for his people. You know, he loves his people. He cares about us. He wants to help us win in life. And the Lord is out to do us much good. Because when whatever people decide to do in this life, when their life is over, it is a final decision. Now Jeremiah 18 says this. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house. And there will I cause thee to hear my words. When I went down to the potter's house and behold, he worked a work, or he wrought a work on a wheel, on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hands, in my hand, O house of Israel. At what instant shall I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck it, to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy? If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do to them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it? If it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now therefore, go speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I frame evil against you, and devise a device against you. Return ye now, everyone, from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. Now watch this. Verse 12. And they said, There is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices, and we will everyone do the imagination of his evil heart. The Lord is good to us, folks. He loves us. He loves everybody. All men don't have faith. And people that don't believe God, they believe something. And believing the world is very dangerous and detrimental. When people are set in their ways, then God is limited in what he can do. He loves his people. And he wants to help. But when people refuse salvation, and when they refuse the light of God, of God's word, they refuse to go to the light, and they refuse God's help, then this is how they respond. And they said, there is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices, and we will everyone do the imagination of his evil heart. Now this is what they had to say. So they wouldn't take heed to the Lord. Now let's look at what the Lord had to say. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, Ask ye now among the heathen, who hath heard such things, the virgin of Israel has done a very horrible thing. Will a man leave the snow of Lebanon, which cometh from the rock of the field, or shall the cold flowing waters that come from another place be forsaken? Because my people have forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity, which is idols, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths, to walk in paths in a way not cast up, to make their land desolate and a perpetual hissing. Everyone that passes thereby shall be astonished and wag his head. Let's go back a little bit. He said, will a man leave the snow of Lebanon and come from the rock of the field? Or shall the cold flowing waters that come from another place be forsaken? I want to say something. God is good. I have always wondered about people who leave the goodness of God for the pleasures of this world or anything of this world. Some people leave God to be angry. Some people leave the principles of God because they got in strife. Some people do it for lust, worldly pleasures. Some people become greedy. And terrible enough as it is, they get in pride. And they leave the goodness of God. God asked a question in verse 14. Will a man leave the snow of Lebanon, which comes from the rock of the field? Or shall the cold flowing waters that come from another place be forsaken? People in their right mind don't forsake good things. Then verse 15 says, because my people has forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity, and they have caused them to stumble, the vanity, the idols, caused them to stumble in their ways, from the ancient paths to walk in paths in a way not cast up, to make their land desolate. See, man has authority over the earth. So what people do, the land will do. Verse 16, to make that land desolate. If people do evil in a land, the land will become desolate and a perpetual hissing. Everyone that passes thereby shall be astonished and wag his head. Now, the land of Israel is a prime example. When Israel, even in modern times, when Israel in the Knights Templar days, when Israel left their land and the Turks took over, Israel was like a desert. But after World War II, when the Israelites began to come back to their home, because Hitler killed them, 6 million Jews he murdered in those concentration camps. This was in my father's days. And this is modern times, folks. When they came back and rebuilt their land, they're growing more food in the desert than anybody on the face of this earth. Because the land does what man does. If you do evil, the land will become desolate. If you do well and operate according to the love of God, then the land will be healed. The Lord said to if my people who are called by my name, people of covenant, who are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, he will hear from heaven and heal the land. Now, I heard about a place in South America, people got saved and they walked in love. And they grew some of the greatest carrots, cabbages, all the crops that they, the things they grew there were huge, to the point that people from universities would come study the soil. But it wasn't the soil, it was the life that they lived and they planted. And because people didn't have blood on their hands, and they had love in their heart, the vegetables grew huge. See, the land gets healed when you walk in God's ways. Verse 17, I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them the back and not the face in the day of their calamity. I continue on. That was verse 17. Verse 18 said, then said they, come and let us devise devices against Jeremiah. They hate the messenger. Verse 18. Then said they, come and let us devise devices against Jeremiah. They're plotting against him. For the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise. nor the word come from the prophet. Come, let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. And then Jeremiah is praying to the Lord, an imprecatory prayer. Give heed to me, O Lord, and hearken to the voice of them that contend with me. Shall evil be recompensed for good? For they have digged a pit for my soul. Remember that I stood before thee to speak good for them, and to turn away thy wrath from them. Therefore deliver up their children to the famine, and pour out their blood by the force of the sword, and let their wives be bereaved of their children, and be widows, and let their men be put to death, let their young men be slain by the sword in battle. Let a cry be heard from their houses, when thou shalt bring a troop suddenly upon them, for they have digged a pit to take me, and hid snares for my feet. Yet, Lord, thou knowest all their counsel against me to slay me. Forgive not their iniquity, neither blot out their sin from thy sight, but let them be overthrown before thee. Deal this way with them in the time of thine anger. Now, the Lord had a response Jeremiah 19. But first I want to share this. The Lord knew the kind of people they were. And the Lord has a response for people that won't receive salvation. People say, well, when they want to do wrong, they say, well, you're judging me. Well, guess what? People are already judged. The life of God is to help get people out of the judgment that's coming. Because if they turn, according to the law of Ezekiel, the protocol of Ezekiel, if they turn, that evil will be forgotten. Just like a righteous man, if he turned to evil from God, his righteousness will be forgotten. Such as, and that's justice. And the reason I say that, that's what happened to Lucifer. Lucifer was once a wonderful angel, but he looked at his wisdom and his beauty and he went corrupt. He became a devil. So these things are very important. Now, we started this, the potter was able to make something, and when it wasn't like he wanted it, he was able to redo it and make it into something else that was good. But God can't do that with hard-headed people. He can't pour his anointing on any form of disobedience. So as you draw near to the Lord and seek to know him, and he anoint you to do things, and people try to hinder you, just like they did Jeremiah, the Lord is showing us these things because these are the kind of things that we will definitely face. And see, in America, it's against the law, so people are not as open with their hatred against people that are good. But in some countries, they will literally pay somebody to kill you, or they'll desire you dead, or they'll try to, they don't want God in their thinking. And the Lord showed Jeremiah what they were plotting against him. They devised devices against him, you know. And then he prayed that imprecatory prayer. So you have to pray for people. Now Jesus taught us to pray for those that despitefully use you. We have the help of heaven. If Jesus wants to represent, he wants us to represent his love to this dying world. Now, Jeremiah was before Jesus came. Jeremiah never heard the Sermon on the Mount. Jeremiah was Old Testament. He was an Old Testament prophet, prophesying about things to come. And some things were still unclear to him. But he did what God said to do. He threw down nations and he built up nations. So then, in order for the right things to happen, he had to be delivered from the hand of evil men. So he prayed this way. But guess what? Jesus Christ came. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. He gave us power over all the power of the enemy. All we have to do, we don't have to deal with flesh. Our fight is spiritual. We can rebuke the enemy at our will. We can tear down the Jericho walls of Satan. if the enemy stir people up against us, this is how we fight. You can say, Satan, I stop your plan against my life. You cannot kill me. You cannot hurt me. And all your puppet people that follow you, the angels will scatter. You can't use not one to hinder the move of God in my life. You can't hinder my family. You can't kill my friends, my loved ones. You can't kill me. You can't kill me. You can command these things. And Satan can't do it. He can't stir the people up against you. They already love the world. And the Lord tried to tell us in the nicest way possible that friendship with the world is enmity against God. When people really love the world, and they mean it, they are enemies of God. And they don't want to hear nothing about Jesus. They don't like Jesus, and they don't like the people that represent him. Even the family in the park that just love God, they despise it. But they want somebody to love them. Now, you can't change people's hearts, but you can bear fruit. And they can come and receive it, or they'll reject it. But ministers, men and women of God that want to serve God and do all that's in his heart like I do, and do all that Jesus would have you do, listen to me. Take time and protect your life. Pray over your life. Ask God to give you life and many days to do his will. Be very faithful doing all that God will give you to do. And see, now when God give me an assignment, the first thing I do is protect it. I know I got an enemy out there, and he does try to stir people up against me, but it don't ever work because I keep him under my foot. Now, Jesus, that's our requirement. Jesus, the Lord put Satan under our feet. You get that from Genesis. Jesus came and crushed the serpent's head, so we got to do the same thing all of our days. We got to stop Satan in his tracks. So when I bless the work of God, I pray a blessing over it because I'm definitely going to do it. I'm not going to let anything stop me. So I protect my people. I protect the work from Satan. And I proceed to do this thing, whatever it is. And I pay attention to the Holy Spirit. Now, I was telling a friend of mine today that a lot of people don't even talk to the Holy Spirit. They have the Holy Spirit within. And they... You know, if you spend time in prayer and get protocols, if God gives you something to do, guess what? You have to go in his presence and listen to what he has to say about what he gave you to do. Because a protocol come with it. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every soul. All right. That's what he said to the body of Christ. All right. Now, the specifics of how to do it, how you're supposed to do your part, comes from the Holy Spirit. And you got to get linked up with the Lord. Like today, I mean, yesterday's broadcast was called Trouble Hearing. And the Lord pointed out, even in Jesus' ministry, he had to do separations from time to time. Because some people were not, they had false motives. And he had to say things like, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have nothing to do with me. And everything that was reprobate left him. Everything that was hard-hearted left him. Everything that wasn't true fell away. Now, this has to happen sometimes. But what happens to ministries is sometimes people resist the Holy Spirit. And they try to include people that God excluded. And they beg people, I've seen this several times, Some people don't want to follow God. But when you want to move of God, you have to be wise. I see, you know, my pastor's wise, Pastor Jim McCain III, years ago. He wanted the church to get together and pray in the Holy Spirit and just yield to the Holy Spirit. I remember this. He said, now, if you don't want to do it, just stay home. Now, this is the wisdom of God. If you don't want to do it, if you're going to come here and do it out of obligation, just stay at home. Because the Holy Spirit is attracted to people, to sincerity. Now, I've never seen a man of God do that before, except him, because he knows he's wise. The Holy Spirit can't rest on reluctance. The Holy Spirit can't rest upon disobedience. He can't include disobedience in his plan. The Holy Spirit can't follow dead doctrine with signs and wonders. He only follows sincere preaching, truth, unadulterated word of God, truth with signs and wonders. When people obey him, the act of obedience puts things in motion that a normal man can't put in motion. And I'm going to tell you this, the anointing itself has everything you need. If you need money, the finances will come. Act on the anointing. Obey God with all you got, and whatever you need will come. How will it come? Who cares? It will come. I mess myself up so many times. I missed so many blessings trying to figure out how God was going to bless me. And one day I had to learn to rest in him. I don't care how he blessed me. I used to be afraid to take an off day. I would work tired, you know, I kept hassling myself working. I wouldn't rest until I made so much money every week. Now, you know, God worked with me when I was, you know, my life was kind of painful for a while because of, I didn't know. I worked, especially when I was younger, I could work to no end anyway. But see, it's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. I'm not saying that you won't have to do the work of the ministry. See, the priests wore linen garments that didn't cause sweat when they were in the Holy of Holies, when they were representing people and to God and representing God to people, getting their instructions. They didn't sweat. But when they went in the outer court, they put on wool, so because over there they're going to sweat. There is a time that you will do physical work. But ministry itself comes from the Holy Spirit. You can't earn it. You can't merit it. And what God gives me, I give to other people. And faithfulness, when you act in obedience, which that's an act of obedience, is faithfulness. When you're faithful, spiritual wealth gets on your life. And spiritual wealth can become anything you need. Kenneth Copeland said that when he served Oral Roberts, he held his coat while Oral Roberts ministered to 2,000 people laying hands on him. And he did it willingly. He did it with enthusiasm. And the Lord told him, see, I just heard this the other day on the Victory Channel. I thank God for the Victory Channel. I was ready to tell my wife, we need to just get rid of this cable. But now I got a reason to keep it. The Victory Channel is on cable. So anyway, we'll keep the cable now. But what he said there, he said the Lord told him if he was reluctant or didn't hold the coat, then all those souls that came to the Lord that night, he wouldn't be rewarded for it. But he shared in the reward that Oral Roberts had because he held his coat. When faithfulness is very important, and people wonder how did he get so wealthy. Obedience causes every form of prosperity. You don't have to beg, borrow, and steal when you utilize the principles of God and when you obey Him, when you obey the Holy Spirit. I love when the Lord wake me up and have me to pray in the Holy Spirit for others, because I know I'm helping somebody. And I pray till I start to break through and start laughing. What do you mean by breakthrough if God gave you something? The enemy tries to stall it, just like the principalities tried to stop the works of Daniel when he tried to stop the angel from giving Daniel the information, you know, in the latter chapters of Daniel. So he said for 21 days, the enemy fought me, but Daniel kept fasting and pursuing the Lord, and the angel broke through. We have to break through sometimes. Pray in the Holy Spirit till you start laughing, till you get that, like Kenneth Hagin said, a note of praise. And then when I know I won, then I go to sleep. Never be reluctant against the Holy Spirit. Treat the Holy Spirit like the Holy Spirit. Love your brothers and sisters with the love of the Lord, and the Holy Spirit will always come. He's attracted to that, to the wise love and purity of the Father in you. He's attracted to Jesus in you. He's attracted to people that want to do His will. And He resists the proud. He gives grace to those who are humble. So if you can hear these things, the people that was reluctant against Jeremiah mean nothing. The Lord can cause your enemies to be scattered. The angels of God will fight your battles. And guess what? Like Henry Groover said many years ago, or a few years ago, when you fight spiritually and not naturally, there are no casualties. But if you pick up arms and fight, there are casualties. And people of God need to learn how to fight spiritually. A lot of people are afraid of governments because we know that there's going to be a one world government that's trying to always form. And they've been doing things in the shadows, and they're trying to figure out how to put people in bondage systematically. Steve Quayle said there was a food shortage, which means it won't be replenished. A man told me today at Publix, I said, "What's going on with the French fries?" My daughter, she eats French fries. And I thought Publix might have the kind she liked. He said, "Well, we only get a third of the orders we put in." He said, "We order everything we need, but we only get a third." So the shelves are bare now. Now, Steve Quayle said this in, 2020 or 2019. See, spiritual warfare, we can proceed. The enemy stir people up, will stir people up against you, but when you fight spiritually, the enemy, the Lord can scatter those people. And then the people that can be saved will be saved. See, the enemy, when people are about to listen, the enemy always try to stir up somebody. If he catches on, if there's anybody that will yield to him, he will use them to attempt to bring great ministries down. So you have to think about you have to always pay attention to the Holy Spirit. That's the only way to know what's coming. Jesus knew that the Father revealed to Jesus by His Spirit what people were like and what their motives were. So Jesus would say something and they'd leave. He knew how to do this. We have to do this too. So when the Holy Spirit give us something to say, you say it. People that's not groomed to follow God, what happened? I've seen a lot of great moves of God form, and then people scatter. The enemy will raise up somebody to get jealous or start spreading rumors, start backbiting. I even heard one lady say that the pastor was cursed and believed it. The enemy will take it. He'll use racism. People leave the church because they didn't get to preach, or they feel like certain ones are favored. And people don't even know this is going on in grooming. I have fought it myself. I fought spiritual wars myself. I saw people, I heard people murmuring and talking. I said, Satan, stop it in Jesus' name. Another time I was in a church and I sensed the gift of discerning of spirits operates in my ministry. And I sensed a spirit of adultery walk in. I sensed it during praise and worship. And it was tempting people with others. You know, I sensed it. I sensed it. Nobody said anything. I sensed it. I said, Satan, get out of this church. And I didn't sense it. You have to shut his works down. He come to steal, kill, destroy. When things are on the verge of being a great move of God, a man like Jeremiah, the enemy was stirring up men of Judah to kill Jeremiah so that he couldn't throw down. The enemy didn't want the right kingdoms to be built up and the wrong kingdoms to be thrown down. So Jeremiah prayed that imprecatory prayer. But we do it different, folks. Imprecatory prayers are good for what they are. But when you have a host of angels to help you learn to fight spiritually, then there's no casualties. Consider these things, because the Lord is moving by his spirit. And some people don't want righteousness. And you got to understand this. Jeremiah 19, we'll close with this. Thus saith the Lord, go get the potter's earthen bottle and take up the ancients of the people and of the ancients of the priest, and go forth unto the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is by the entry of the east gate, and proclaim there these words that I shall tell thee.